Hello everyone, welcome back to Captain Earth. This time we're doing one episode, episode 10, titled On the Windy Planet, which I think is an Elreka title, I could swear.
Sure sounds like it.
Yeah, and you just heard J Rose here.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Yep, and it's just us two this week. Yeah. Just doing this real quick here. And, you know, starting with the formula like last week, which basically is the planetary gear of the week. And we meet a girl who likes speed. You know, we see her, the first scene we see her in, she's riding a bike, and I guess she's in a race. And, you know, we learn her name's Lynn. And like I said, she's a speed demon. She likes speed, and I guess
She
she's,
has
yeah.
a need. A
Right.
need for speed.
Yeah, it was good. And she's doing it for money, and you can tell this character is, I guess, hard upon money, because we see her in two scenes, and that's all she's talking about is money. And it's kind of interesting. I do like her design out of the newest ones we've met so far. I do like her look.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she was really cool and a very attractive character design. And in terms of character, she was a little different from the other two, where we saw that Zin was a guy that wasn't exactly happy where he was at. And what was the girl from last week? She wasn't exactly enjoying being an idol and a music performer. Lynn seemed kind of content, and there was actually a scene at a science place. I'm not sure, where she was in that MRI machine, and she was saying that she didn't want to go back to her other self. Like, she was actually aware, unlike the other two, that there was another her.
Right, yeah. She was, like you said, she seems to be, like, content on being on Earth and, you know, living in the world of speed, whereas the other two kind of didn't know what they wanted. So, like you said, it's kind of interesting seeing that, I guess, flip of the character, that she was aware, and then, like, even when they awaken her, she didn't really change much either, so. And I guess that's probably due to the experiments she's been participating in, which is, I guess, I thought it was, like, some dream-type experiment led by a Dr. Mal. And she I guess that character's kind of weird. We see more of her later, but her group is being run by someone who's giving them money called Robin, and she doesn't know if it's a person or an organization, so she's kind of like, so there's also another faction thrown in, maybe, here in this episode. But
Yeah,
yeah,
it's another name to keep on the docket.
Right, definitely.
For a while.
And when, like I said, when Lynn gets woken up, it's not Moku kisses her this time, it's actually M-Rock, which I was like, that's okay, but yeah, I wanted more Yuri kissing, but it's fine. And like you said earlier, when she wakes up, she's kind of the same, doesn't really change. And of course, naturally, you know, they have to go after Daichi, and even with Daichi, there's moments with him and his team this week, especially him and Hana, which is kind of cliche. You know, his necklace got caught in her shirt, and
yeah,
it looked like they were setting up like a kiss scene, but they didn't. So
yeah, and of course, I mean, you know, and you know, Akari comes in at the end, and meanwhile, Tepe's doing his whole thing with testing and stuff, so he's not really. It's again the feelings of, well, I'm not participating in anything here. What am I really doing? When, you know, he has his own purpose, and he's helping a little bit, but we'll talk about him a little bit later. But I like the scene with Daichi and Lynn in what looked like an aquarium, where they were sort of talking to each other, and then you get the feeling like Daichi connects the dots and realizes, oh, this is the next like kilt gang person
right.
to worry about, and then very smartly knocks the gun out of her hand and then runs away, and then a little sort of factoid about him that he was on the track team in high school.
Right, gets right so fast, yeah. Yeah, that was cool. I mean, like you said, they knew who she was there, because they're having this deep conversation about life. And I'm like, Daichi, what are you talking about? Like, in my mind, he's still like a 15-year-old kid. Doesn't really know much. But he's talking about, you know, everyone's going to die eventually and all this stuff. And he figures it out, like you said. It was kind of funny for me.
Or his main thing was about dying with a smile.
Right, yeah. And I was just waiting for him to be like, I can arrange that or something.
Another shout out to One Piece on Mini Talks this week. That's how all the people with the name of D die.
Right, yeah,
smile.
that's true. And then we have the mech fight of the week, which is kind of a two-parter. The first part taking place, I guess, in underwater, with Lynn getting this high-speed robot, and I guess it looks like that's what she was getting money for. So they have this robot, and we've seen this a million times in mecha anime with underwater battles. They usually don't go as well as the hero's plan, and Daichi gets owned, again, usual for this series.
It's just like that episode of JoJo where underwater, I'm dominant, you can't beat me.
Yeah, pretty much. And Lynn, we do re see later on that that's kind of her element, water, I think. And Daichi, they're fighting back and forth, but it's more of a one-sided with Lynn just whooping his ass. And they get to the point where the 3:59 is taken down, and there's 20 seconds left. And for my surprise, Lynn actually gets away and manages to summon her Kilt Gang, which a lot of people last week in the comment section were kind of complaining about that we had I and Zen didn't get that achievement, whatever you want to call it, and Lynn actually succeeds, and I thought that was really good, and I kind of was cheering on the bad guy during the whole scene.
Yeah, something different.
Yeah, and then Daichi's still on Earth, so it's like who's gonna stop Lynn from getting there? Well, to everyone's surprise, like you were saying earlier, Tepe is training, and he gets a robot of his own, just like Daichi, but I like his better. Yeah.
Yeah. I loved his sort of weapon that he could use. It was like a huge sort of like a lightsaber that came out of his arm that he could use as an attack.
Right, more like a knight in a suit of armor, so like a lance and a shield, and that kind of fits his style, I think, honestly. He's just more like in your face kind of melee fighter, whereas Daichi's more of a ranged, stay back and shoot you kind of guy. And yeah, so we have Tepe fighting Lin, and that was really cool, just seeing how, Tepe, he was actually does something, and I think he's starting to feel that he belongs on the team now after winning this fight.
He kind of needed that cookie a bit of self-worth there and being able to beat one of the Kilt Gang the way he did, which is a pretty good fight with Lin going all around and using sort of these like teleportation things that she would travel through, and he effectively used that against her.
Yeah,
So it was
kind of
cool
like the
battle, and it was.
typical like samurai thing, like close your eyes and focus. I was like, wow, he's such a like more One Piece character here. Like, what are you, Zoro here? Just like focused, and it was pretty funny. But yeah,
That's a good point.
he does pretty good in that, and he owns her, and Lin goes back to Earth, and I don't know. Like for me, I was just excited that they actually let one of these guys win, and like everyone said in the comment section, finally. So they should be happy with that at least, I hope. And after all the fighting and everything goes down, we get more stuff with Dr. Mal. I guess arriving at it doesn't really show where, maybe it's her house or in the lab, but she walks in there and she's like, someone's talking to her, and we look up and it's a little kid with purple hair, I think. Yeah, and her name's Setsuna. And before the scene ends, we get a little kind of a weird thing where she has a pink squirrel, he does, jumps on her shoulder, and the episode ends. So it kind of makes the question, like, what's going on? Are there more people just like Hana out there that have these pets that can locate energy, or is it a fluke, or is she related to her? It's all kinds of things now.
Mal was kind of an interesting character, and at first, when we first see her, it's like, oh, just typical doctor that's looking to study some stuff. And then when Amarok and Mocha came in, she wasn't that alerted by them. And then we kind of see at this end here that she has a role to play. That's more than just looking at Lin. And Setsuna is kind of interesting with with a pink squirrel this time, and what their correlation, what her correlation or sort of relation in some sense is with Hana.
Right, we're trying to. Now, the next question would be just, what organization is she backing? Is she with Macbeth? Is she with Globe? Or is she with a third party that we've never seen yet, like Salty Dog? So it's like, because I almost think that they could build another team, just like Daichi and Tepe and Hana, because, that's a three person, well, Akari too, but It's still like another team they could set up, but we'll see what they do. Because I do remember her name, Setsuna. It's been used before. I think it was the first time Amarok and Mocha transformed into Kill the Gang. They're using Setsuna's little pod thing. So I guess they she's part of their team. He is. I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, but I guess it's a girl because the preview shows, they're in a swimsuit. They're doing swimsuits and
Oh
stuff.
yeah.
So
Yeah, there's some pictures recently in like
right.
New Type or
Yeah, I've seen
Yagami
that,
where
yeah. They even showed
she was.
Tepe's new robot. I was like, oh, okay. That's cool. And yeah, so that's another mystery, like who's this character? What are they setting up? And that's kind of the episode. Anything else to add about just the episode in general?
Episode in general, I like the sort of change up a little bit in formula. Oh, pretty much the whole episode felt different from the other two with the other Kilt Gang people that they were trying to bring back. I thought Lin was the most interesting of the characters we've seen so far. I liked that the bat. I didn't really care so much for the underwater battle because, as you were talking about with the whole thing of like how underwater battles work in anime, is that somebody dominates for 3 minutes and 40 seconds, but then the last 20 seconds, Daichi does some stuff but doesn't quite finish, and then we get to see Tepe actually do some stuff and get out of his funk of feeling insignificant and not contributing to the team. So a win all around for this episode, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like you said, there's Tepe does something because he's been down the dumps. Akari did something last week, so it's showing you that each of these characters kind of have gotten their a little bit of development. I mean, not nothing extreme. Han is still, a very boring character, unfortunately. So it's like next week I'm wondering what they do with Setsuna and all that. But for extras for the episode, we have the Hana Daichi ship. It's kind of set in cell right this episode. They kind of made it blatantly obvious that eventually these two are going to get together somehow, some way. Even though a lot of people that I've talked to, fans, that don't want to see that because they feel Hana's kind of boring, and I kind of agree on that.
Yeah,
And, yeah.
Daichi's the much more interesting of those two.
Right, yeah. And then you have Akari and, Tepe is like, Tepe and Akari kind of, I feel, work better, but that's because maybe they're just interesting characters in general.
And they're kind of pressing that relationship a little bit forward with Tepe sort of regretting not being there and Akari actually hearing that. So and then Akari afterwards kind of felt bad about saying the things that she did to Tepe there.
Right, and then, like you said, Lin, she's a cool character. Her design's pretty good. And now it's like, forget what I said about AI last week. It's like, now I think Lin's my probably number one Kilt Gang. If I had to build a harem right now, it'd
Yeah,
be her.
I agree.
Yeah.
And she's the best. And, she was able to get her ego block. And then even after losing, you see the ego block go away like always. So
Yeah,
she'll be
I
around.
have to say that biker suit, that was pretty nice.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and then the last thing I mentioned is the overall themes of teamwork and working together and trust. I like that, especially when Daichi's got, he's the one to tell Tepe to give him the command to go fight in space. That was kind of cool because, like you
Oh
said,
yeah, and I'm sorry, go
no, I
ahead.
was saying like you were saying, you're just seeing Tepe do something. It's just, I don't know what about it was just so good. It's just nice seeing him do something.
And it was also good. I complained last week about him when he would be called captain. He would go, "Stop calling me that." Like this week, he's finally just like he made a face, but then he sort of paused and went, "Okay, I'll send you into battle."
Right, like you almost realize that like this is not the time or place to joke around. And it shows you that, these characters are aware of, like, oh, the danger. Even though I know most people roll their eyes that it's not really danger because they prevented, Lin from getting to Earth and all that. But, yeah, that's pretty good. So, I think that's the episode. Not really much to add. I'm waiting for next week to see what they do with Setsuna. And next week's going to be a fan service episode, so might be a little bit of beach stuff going on. And there's a shot in the preview that I kind of want to mention, the back-to-back shot of Daichi and Tepe using their guns. It looks hilarious. I don't know why.
I'll have to look at
Yeah,
that.
it's like a typical like you got characters that use guns and they're just jumping around, doing all their stuff and kind of secret agent stuff. It's kind of funny.
Nice.
But yeah, that's the episode. I guess see you guys next week for 11. I'm like halfway there. 12's coming up soon. So,
Oh, yeah.
see you guys later.
See ya.